We call that a burlap bag up in North Georgia.
But in my day, it was a crocodile.
Yeah, we got a bunch of horses up there, and we always say we get our feed in 100-pound burlap bags, right. And we throw them down and pour them into the.
Is that the same thing as a gunny sack?
I guess so. I always thought a gunny sack was something you kind of carried with you and stuck things in.
Yeah.
And held the top
of it. That was a duffel bag.
I don't know. What do you call a little musical instrument? It's about like this. You know, you blow on it.
That's a harp.
Is that what you
mean? A harp. We call it a harp. Now, there's another harp. If you stick it in there and hit it that way with your finger, that's a goose harp.
The next question
that's
is.
A goose harp.
A goose harp?
A harp and a goose harp.
That was the next question.
We were talking to this man over here and saying you don't see many of those around anymore. And I've seen a few of them. I knew a guy that could play both kinds of harps. He could play that, you know, the kind you're blowing like this, and he could play that kind where you pulling
right,
on that thing.
That's right. Some of these, that's what they used to do around here. That's the biggest music we had of us. Harp, we had another bigger harp called a singing harp. And there were three different harps. There was a singing harp, then there was a regular harp, and then there was a goose harp that you hit like that.
That's right.
A singing harp?
That's right, they had a singing harp.
And you say that's bigger than the
It was about that long.
Was it louder?
It was louder and clearer and made better music. Sure, that's right. But it cost you more. That harp cost about 50 or 75 cents. And the other harp, you get up for 10 or 50 cents. The goose harp, for nickel.
You couldn't get any one of those for 75 cents nowadays.
No, and you couldn't get nothing like that anymore.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment? It's made with a long board, and it's balanced in the middle, and the kids go up and down on it like that.
What was all it real way we
said? Is it a springboard or a seesaw?
We were just talking about that. The springboard's when you jump on one side and the other person goes.
That's right. We call that a springboard.
That's too dangerous.
But now, that's right, because you one on the end of this and another on the other, you jump, flip up down 5 or 10 feet, come back and knock the other fellow up 5 or 10 feet. We used to do that a whole lot. Call that a springboard.
The bigger you got, the higher you could go.
And tell me, that other one, what we go around on, what do you call that?
That's a seesaw.
Yeah. Something I know we get on, we make something.
Seesaw, you be sitting down going like that.
That's right, well, that's right. That's a flying dinner. Pick a bolt, right, bore a hole to it, put a pin to it, bore a hole right down the other block, and then stick your nut up in there, and then tighten down on it, and you get that sail around.
That's right. You must have taken this questionnaire before, because you're getting the questions right before we ask them. That was the next question, by the way.
Is that a turkey?
That's right, it's a turkey.
It's got a little pretty feather.
What do you sharpen your knife on? A little fit in your hand? And sometimes you spit on it?
A little wet rock.
Yeah.
Wet rock.
What else do they call that?
Some call it a grinding stone, but I call it a wet rock, the one you use in your hand, but the big one you turn. I call that a grinding rock.
Yeah. Do you make a distinction between kinds of fences, like a picket fence or a rail fence or a paling fence or anything like that?
Well, that's right. We used to have a rail fence before we got wire fence. We had nothing but rails. Go out and cut our logs and split it up in 10, 12, 14 feet long rail fence to put your cattle in. Lay them real thread. Nothing like that.
Bet that was hard work.
That's right. But one thing, when your cattle got in, he didn't get out. We had this whole side of this farm in them rail fences. And you never worry about where your cattle out, he was in there.
Hey, what did Mr. say about that this morning? It was bull strong, horse high, and
pig tight.
Yeah, pig tight.
Did you ever hear that before?
Yes, sir.